forever.
Young Hearts, Fresh Beats.
Today's Fresh Titan is ready for you. Welcome.
Welcome to another edition of the Fresh Titans, where we go above and beyond to bring you titans that are captains of their industries. Today, we feature a man known from the north down to the south, from the coast to the east. He is a man that walks into a building and radiates energy. Ladies and gentlemen, please help me welcome Mr. John Ekongo, the Manager for Corporate Affairs and Communications with MTC. John, hi, how are we doing today?
I'm good. How are you doing?
Am I truthful in my description? Let's admit it, John, you are one of those people, if you walk in a mall right now, you'll be greeting everyone.
Yeah, that part is true.
You see?
The radiation of energy, maybe a little.
A little?
Yeah, but thank you.
John, welcome. Thank you very much for taking some time out to speak to the Fresh Listener.
Yeah.
Now, let's get into it, John. Everyone has a starting point. What was your career and perhaps educational starting point? And don't be afraid to tell us about that first hustle or that first job.
Okay, so my first job actually was at Pick and Pay, Wolfish Bay. You don't know. I'm from Wolfish Bay. So
Wait a second. You are from Wolfish Bay.
Yeah. You were my junior.
I was a lighty man.
A lighty running around the street. So my first job was 1996 as a student part-time job, which ran through to 1999, shortly well after my matric. I was working at Pick and Pay. Back then it was called Pick and Pay Family Supermarket.
Yes.
In the town. I started out packaging at the tills, then got promoted, was like, I was super. Ended up at the fruit and veggie section as a sales assistant, and then ended up something called the sales coordinator. I don't know what that was, but I was still packing boxes of fruit and apples. So that's 2 years, and I realized I spent much of my time in Pick and Pay, so I then saved up what I could save up. Took a gamble, took a risk, got on a kumbi, drove out to Windhoek on the day of UNAM registration, and I just told them all I have is X amount, enough to register. The rest I'll find alongside the way. I want to register for law. And they look at me like, nah, you can't afford law for now. So going to media studies.
Yeah.
And that is how I ended up in media studies. And as they say, the rest is history. So did media studies. After that, 2009, 2000, 2001, 3 and 4. Finished varsity. Started working again, freelancing for no salary at New Era newspaper as a cadet or a journalist in training.
Yeah.
That lasted for 7 months, and then I was employed by government, the Ministry of Information and Broadcasting. That ended up from 2005 to 2006, 2007. And then 2008, went back to New Era, and then this time I was employed as a senior journalist, moved up to chief journalist, and then moved up to a bureau chief when I went back to Wolfish Bay between 2008 and 9.
Yeah.
2010 and 11, was working still in Wolfish Bay until marriage come calling.
Family, yes.
And then family responsibility started. And then at the end of the day, I was checking at my payslip as a journalist. I was like, yo, I don't think I'm going to make... I need to raise a family.
Yeah.
A bachelor flat ain't going to do. And then MTC was so lagged, they applied. They were advertising for a position of communications officer. I applied in 2012. So be it. I was the successful candidate in 2012. And until 2015, where there was a short break, I am still going strong with MTC up until where I was made manager of the department in 2018.
What a story.
That's a story.
That is incredible. You started packing
apples and cabbages.
And
I outknew the season of which cabbage comes when and when to get.
Do you still have that knowledge?
Yes, I've got the knowledge still.
Oh, my goodness. Because this is the kind of stuff that stays with you, isn't it?
Yeah, that's true.
Now, John, if we look at you as a professional and also just a general figure of the community, what challenges do you face? What are those challenges where you say, look, people need to understand these challenges. People need to know about these challenges, and people also need to know that we can get past them.
Yeah, look, that's the spirit of a human being. You need to overcome to be somewhere. If you don't overcome, you have not even tried. And by trying, it doesn't mean that everything will be perfect. I see a lot of folks afraid of taking the jump and the risk because it will disturb their perfect Ubuntu or perfect utopia. But I always say that in the imperfect situation, that's when you find the perfect situation. So if you don't try, you're never going to know where you're going to end up. So the risk is always there, but if you don't take risk, we will not achieve what you want. And that's a key message that I always give to young people when I mentor. My philosophy has always been, if you give up, it's because you believe that you cannot do it.
But if you give up, it's because you believe that you cannot do it.
And belief is a very strong thing. Belief is a substance of faith. And if you have that faith that you cannot overcome anything, to unchain that, it will probably take another lifetime. Mm-hmm. So during the course of your lifetime, you need to challenge yourself to unchain that belief pattern that you can't do it, so that it becomes that I am able to do it.
Now, John, the key question here is, we hear you, we hear what you're saying, but now the child that's sitting in Ludrets, the child that's sitting in Wavish Bay, the young professional that's trying to Zula in Oshakati, also trying to climb that corporate ladder, they hear what you're saying, but if they look at their circumstances, sometimes it can be impossible, isn't it?
Yeah, look, circumstances remains there. I always say that a lot of people say that, yeah, but I didn't have the chance. I didn't have the connection. And I always tell you that, you know what, just prepare nonetheless. Because it's not about luck. It's not about opportunity. It's about preparation. So the statement is always, there's a famous word that a lot of philosophers and mentors and psychologists used to say, that opportunity is when luck meets preparation.
Opportunity is when luck meets preparation.
So you don't know when your luck is coming, and you don't know when that luck is going to be an opportunity, but you got to be prepared for it anyway.
That is incredible.
Yeah.
John, thank you very much for your time. We appreciate it. Continue doing the great work that you do with MTC and also just outside the spectrum of MTC.
Yes.
I can tell you right now, there are young professionals in the communication space, in the radio space, even gentlemen like myself, who look at the work that you do and we say, incredible. One day it'll be us. Not even one day, tomorrow it can be us. Like you said, opportunity. Yes.
Is
when luck meets preparation. Ladies and gentlemen, Johnny Kongo is the manager for corporate affairs and communications with the MTC. He started packing apples and all sorts of fruits in Wabash Bay as his first hustle. Today, he leads the communications arm of one of the biggest companies on the continent. John, thank you very much for your time.
It's been a pleasure.
Stay with us. Until the next Titan, keep listening to Fresh FM.
And that was today's Fresh Titan, only on The Avenue with NSK. Fresh Titans is proudly brought to you by Namdia. I am Namdia. I am Namibian. Keep cool this summer with Fresh FM.